From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Israel has removed metal detectors from entrances to the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. But Muslim worshippers continue offering prayers outside the mosque in protest. Among them, Israeli Knesset Arab lawmaker Masoud Ghanem.
We don't have now the electronic gates, but there is many things, obstacles and cameras that until now Israel, the occupation Israel, put it in the gates of the Al-Aqsa.
He said the protests will likely continue. The metal detectors were installed following the July 14th killings of two Israeli policemen at the site of the mosque known to Jews as the Temple Mount. Danny Dannon is the Israeli UN ambassador.
We will do whatever is necessary to allow everybody to come to the Temple Mount and provide security. We don't want to see another terror attack on Temple Mount.
U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert welcomed Israel's decision.
Anything that serves to de-escalate tensions and pave the road for the two sides to come together and have conversations not only about this, but also about the peace process moving forward, we would certainly support that. As you know, we support the maintenance of the status quo at that site.
Meanwhile, Jordan's foreign minister said justice will be sought in the killing of two Jordanians at Israel's embassy in Amman Sunday by an Israeli guard who said one of them lunged at him with a screwdriver. The UN mission in Central African Republic Tuesday blamed Christian anti-Balaka gunmen for killing two more UN Moroccan peacekeepers in the eastern town of Bangassou. Another Moroccan was killed Sunday. The two were stocking up water supplies as part of humanitarian deliveries to the townspeople when they were ambushed. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump has praised Lebanon for taking steps to protect itself from allowing militant groups to get a foothold in the country. His comments came following a meeting with visiting Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri.
Lebanon is on the front lines in the fight against ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and Hezbollah. The Lebanese people of all faiths are working together to keep their country safe and prosperous. They love their country, and they're going to keep it safe and prosperous.
Mr. Trump promised American assistance to ensure the Lebanese army is the only defender that Lebanon needs. He called the Iranian-backed Hezbollah a menace. U.S. lawmakers are seeking to stiffen sanctions against the Shia group, although there are concerns that could harm the country's banking sector because of the group's wide influence. In Syria, suspected government of or Russian airstrikes killed at least nine people in the town of Arbin in eastern Ghouta region late Monday near the capital Damascus. Dozens more were wounded. They are believed to be the first civilian casualties since a truce went into effect on Saturday. Zimbabwe's parliament Tuesday approved a measure amending the constitution to allow President Robert Mugabe to appoint the country's top judges. The country's four-year-old constitution had reserved the selection of senior judges and lawyers to a judicial commission. The president would then make his selections from their list. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley said the U.S. is making progress with China on tough new sanctions over North Korea's latest missile test.
We are constantly in touch with China, and I can say that things are moving, but it's still too early to tell how far they'll move. We know that China's been sharing and negotiating with Russia, so as long as they're doing that, we're going to continue to watch this closely to make sure it is a strong resolution.
Russia holds veto in the Security Council. North Korea fired its first intercontinental ballistic missile July 4th. Meanwhile, U.S. officials warn they have seen stepped-up activity which could lead to yet another North Korean missile test. Shortly after narrowly voting to repeal a controversial health care law, the U.S. Senate Tuesday failed to pass a repeal-and-replace measure. It was the latest in a series of votes expected this week on health care. Earlier, the Senate voted narrowly 51-50 to open debate on just repealing the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare. All Democrats voted against it. Arizona Senator John McCain, having just been diagnosed with brain cancer, returned to the Senate to vote yes.
All we've managed to do is make more popular a policy that wasn't very popular when we started trying to get rid of it. I voted for the motion to proceed to allow debate to continue and amendments to be offered. I will not vote for this bill as it is today.
The future of debate is uncertain as lawmakers prepare to leave town for a traditional August recess. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.